It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And a very good Friday morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Joe Beningo with the Ode to Pain podcast. It is Friday. It is September 30th, the final day of the month, 2022. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast, of course, brought to you by DraftKings, by Anita Discount Tire, and, of course, the Hackensack Brewing Company. And we will be having our next live broadcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company 2 weeks from today, October 14th. We will be live in living color. Again, as usual, Mike Jones, TJ, Herb, Andre, the whole crew will be there. We'll have the latest batch of the Ode to Pain beer, the latest batch of the Ode to Pain beer t-shirts, and we also will have with us Kim Jones. She will join us as our special guest. So check us out 2 weeks from today, October 14th, our next live broadcast from the Hackensack Brewing Company. All right. This is a big day in New York sports and a big weekend in New York sports. Obviously, you got the Giants at home at MetLife on Sunday to play the Chicago Bears. You got the Jets in Pittsburgh to play the Steelers with the return of Zach Wilson. But a huge night tonight in baseball in New York. First of all, you have Aaron Judge at Yankee Stadium with against the Baltimore Orioles. Going for home run number 62. He hit his 61st home run, of course, on Wednesday, in Toronto against the Blue Jays. I guess it was yesterday, Thursday, Wednesday, whenever it was. The last couple days, hit his 61st home run in Toronto against the Blue Jays to tie Roger Maris's American League record. He will go tonight to break the American League record at what should be a crazy Yankee Stadium. And then, of course, down in Atlanta, the Mets and the Braves, the NL division title, NL East division title on the line tonight. Jacob DeGrom on the mound tonight for the Mets. The Mets, after that wild win 2 days ago when they came from behind and beat the Marlins 5-4 at Citi Field after they looked dead in the water, after they lost the first game of that series the night before, looked dead in the water, down 4-0. Completely lifeless offensively, and then all of a sudden the eruption, and they were saved by Eduardo Escobar, who has been the Mets' best hitter since he has come off the injury list late August, early September. He has by far been the Mets' hitter, Mets' best hitter, and he saved them again on Wednesday night. That two-run home run, the two-run single to tie the game, and then a game-winning base hit in the top of the bottom of the 10th inning to win the game for the Mets. 5-4, five RBIs for Escobar, and just a huge win. So, and of course, that coupled with the Braves losing the last game of their series to the Nationals in Washington. So the Mets enter this series with a one-game lead in the division. And remember, the Mets right now own the tiebreaker. They've won 9 and lost 7 so far this year against Atlanta. And all the Mets need to do is win one game in this series, and they will have the tiebreaker against Atlanta. Should the two teams end in a tie? And you know what the situation is. The three games here in Atlanta, Mets, Braves, and then the Mets will close the season out at home against Washington next week, and the Braves will close the season out against the Marlins. I'm not sure if that's in Atlanta or in Miami, but that's how the season will play out when all is said and done. So one win by the Mets here will at the very least, well, it ensures them that they will leave Atlanta after Sunday with the division lead. Even if they're tied, the Mets have the lead because of the tiebreaker. So, huge game tonight. Jacob DeGrom on the mound. And I want, look, you know how I feel about DeGrom, all right? I've had my issues with DeGrom. I got to see him come up big tonight. You know, no 6 innings and out tonight. No 15 strikeouts over 5 innings and then gives up a 3-run home run to tie the game in the 6th inning. No spitting a bit like he did his last start last weekend in Oakland against the A's when he got rocked over, 3-plus innings, whatever it was, and came out of the game. No, I need to see Jacob DeGrom tonight. He wants $50 million a year starting next year. We'll start freaking earning it tonight. I want to see 8 innings from DeGrom tonight. I want to see one of those masterpieces, okay? No 6 innings and out. None of that nonsense. No spitting a bit. I want to see the guy who, quote-unquote, is the best pitcher in baseball getting it done tonight in the biggest game the Mets have played in how many years? Since at least the 2016 season when they lost that wild card game to the Giants. I want to see it tonight from DeGrom, all right? That's it. Huge game tonight for the Mets. Huge series tonight for the Mets. Division title on the line. I want to see it get done tonight. And how about this, too? The Mets called up Francisco Alvarez. How about that? They called him up. Their top prospect. You know, he's a catcher down in the minor leagues. Had a great year in the minor leagues. Was hurt recently. But the Mets have called him up for this series and obviously intend to keep him up through the playoffs. So we'll see if we see him play or not tonight. But what a big night. Aaron Judge going for 62 against the Orioles tonight at Yankee Stadium. And the Mets opening up that massive 3-game series tonight against the Atlanta Braves with the NL East division on the line. Again, the Mets go into the game with a 1-game lead over Atlanta. And remember, they own the tiebreaker. They only need one win of these three to have the tiebreaker going forward. If they finish in a tie in the regular season, the Mets would win the division. And I cannot emphasize enough, and you've heard me talk about this over and over and over again. I cannot emphasize enough how they have to win the National League East if they're going to get to a World Series and, dare I say, win a World Series. And all of us Met fans will be at the Canyon of Heroes sometime in early November. They're not going to get to the World Series going the wild card route. It changes everything. You know, even if you win that series, I know all the games would be at Citi Field. Big deal. Best 2 out of 3. That's what a crapshoot that is. No matter who they play, the Phillies, San Diego, whoever they would wind up playing. Yeah, even if you win that series, now you got to play the Dodgers in a best 3 out of 5 in the division series. You don't want that. You want to be able to line up your pitching. You got to line it up. You want those 4 days off or whatever it is and be able to come back, you know, lining it up with Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett and going forward that way. So big night, big series tonight in Atlanta. Big night at Yankee Stadium as Judge goes for home run number 62. All right, Joe Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast, Friday, September 30th, 2022. Of course, the big football, big weekend with the football, the return of Zach Wilson to the Jets. He will play against Pittsburgh. I tell you, I do not have a good feeling about this game. The Jets, they've won 1 game in their history in Pittsburgh, and that's it. We've seen them lose a couple division playoff games in Pittsburgh as well in Heinz Field. I don't have a good feeling about it. Everything points to Pittsburgh winning this game. Pittsburgh's coming off a 10-day layoff. Mike Tomlin's had 10 days since they lost that game to Cleveland a week ago last Thursday night. They come in at 1-2. They had won their opener, of course, that overtime win where they were fortunate to beat Cincinnati on opening day. They lost to the Patriots week 2 at home. They lose in Cleveland in week 3. So you know that Mike Tomlin's going to have them ready to go. And I don't care if Mitch Trubisky is the quarterback tonight or Mitch Miller tonight, Sunday. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I'm worried about this game. You have to be if you're a Jet fan. Yeah, it's great Wilson's back. I don't know what you can expect from him. But the worst part of this game is that the offensive line is in shambles. George Fant is out. He's not playing. They signed some other guy I never heard of. So right now, the starting tackles are Connor McDermott, who's terrible, and the rookie Max Mitchell. Can you feel good about it? Even with T.J. Watt out for the Steelers, how can you possibly feel good about this game on Sunday down in Pittsburgh? And all my buddies are going down there. Joe Jett's going down there. Kenny Scarbaggio's going down there. Ira, of course, will be down there. Tommy Keene is not going. He made a smart move. It's not going. But you're going to drive 5 hours and probably be aggravated when it all is said and done. I hope I'm wrong. But I got a terrible feeling about this game. Like I said, everything points against the Jets. The 10 days to prepare for Tomlin, the fact that the Steelers have lost 2 consecutive games, the fact that the game is in Pittsburgh, the fact that the Jets line is in shambles, offensive line's in shambles, and the fact that Mike Tomlin against Robert Saleh is really not a fair fight whatsoever. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. And, of course, I'll have my NFL picks coming up in just a few minutes. And I got to see the Jets play better defensively. The defense has not been good. They got to stop the dumb freaking penalties that continue to kill them. The killer personal fouls, the roughing the passer on John Franklin Myers against Joe Burrow last week against Cincinnati. The horrible personal foul 5 minutes after the play was over on Corey Davis that really cost the Jets as they were trying to come back late in the game. I tell you, I wouldn't play Davis today. I've said this before. I want to see Denzel Mims on the field. Why the hell not? You know, but Garrett Wilson out there, maybe Mims might actually get open. And I also want to see Braxton Berrios actually involved in the offensive game plan, not just a reverse where he's going to lose 10 yards. Can we actually see Zach throw the damn football to Berrios here? They had a very good chemistry last year. I expect to see that happening. But I don't know. Again, I just don't have a very good feeling about the Jets this week as they play the Steelers down in Pittsburgh. As far as the Giants are concerned, Giants home for the third straight game. They play the Bears, two teams that are both two up and one down on the season. I don't know what to expect from the Giants. Honestly, you saw their offensive line get beat up last Monday night by the Cowboys. Jones got sacked, what, five times in that game? He got hit over and over and over again. You know, they lost Sterling Shepard for the year now. I don't know what to expect from the Giants. I don't know how good the Bears are. I think these kind of teams are kind of equal, you know. They're both 2-1. Probably, I think it's fair to say they're both a surprising 2-1 at this point. We'll see Justin Fields, of course, the quarterback for Chicago. So that game, Sunday at 1 o'clock at MetLife, the Giants and the Bears. Really don't know what to expect in this game. Right now, the Giant offense to me is Saquon Barkley running the ball and Daniel Jones running the ball, getting away from pressure. What did he rush from? About 78 yards, I think it was, in the loss last week to Dallas. So we'll see how that plays out. Very interesting, too. You know, for years, the Jets and the Giants would never play at the same time. That's not the case anymore. So the Giants play at 1 o'clock at MetLife on Sunday against the Bears. The Jets play at 1 o'clock at Heinz Field against the Steelers down in Pittsburgh. So we got too much of that, too much of that anymore. I guess TV feels, hey, you know what? If you're a Jet fan, you're going to watch the Jets. If you're a Giant fan, you're going to watch the Giants. And maybe that late window game, that 4 o'clock, 4:25 game, is actually gets a better rating when it's the national game. Maybe that's the way it plays out. I don't know. But we'll see. But interesting week as we go into week 4 in the National Football League. All right, before we get to the picks for week 4 in the NFL, I had a decent week last week. I went 3-2. I'm 6-9 for the year. So we'll see if I can continue that winning trend. But before we do that, let's get our spots in here. Of course, as always, we want to welcome the people from DraftKings. We thank them. They've been a great sponsor now the second consecutive year. You know, if you're looking to do any kind of betting this weekend on the NFL, on the baseball, on the weather, whatever you want to bet on, all right, you got to go with DraftKings. So we thank them again for another year with us. Of course, Anita Discount Tire, my son Johnny, hopefully his Saints. The Saints play in London. 9:30 kickoff against the Vikings on Sunday morning. Saints coming off a bad loss to Carolina last week at home. So we'll see what happens. They're 1-2. Minnesota right now at, what is Minnesota? 2-1 so far in the year. I believe they're 2-1 on the season at this point in time. Sometimes I forget. You know, I'm just checking my little, yes, they are. They're 2-1. So that'll be on the Sunday morning in London. That's on the NFL Network, 9:30 kickoff there. But go check out my son Johnny at Anita Discount Tire. Go see Ari. You know the deal. Anything, any work you need done on your car, anything with tires, whatever the deal is, go check them out at Anita Discount Tire. Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Tell them Beningo sent you. And, of course, finally, the Hackensack Brewing Company. I mentioned 2 weeks from today will be our next live podcast from the brewing company. Kim Jones will be our special guest. Again, at the brewing company, we'll have the new batch of the Yoda Pain beer. We'll have the new batch of the Yoda Pain t-shirts that you can buy. Come and check us out. We'll start around 7:30 in that range. come and see me, come see Kim, come see Mike Jones and everybody there, TJ, Andre, Herb, the whole crew. So 2 weeks from tonight, the next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. You know the deal. 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, Route 4, 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack. The tap room's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sundays, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Still waiting for my tombstone. I got to have like a catchy phrase on my tombstone, like that woman does that's still alive, where she says, "I'm dead. Now what?" I love that. I gotta put that in every time we do the show here. So, but nevertheless, check out the Hackensack Brewing Company. And again, 2 weeks from tonight, our next live podcast from the brewing company. All right. Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Here we go. The NFL picks, cue to music. Cue to music, week 4 in the NFL. My wife's doing a little music here. Before I do that, let me clear my throat, you know. Nothing better than an acid reflux. It's great. Wonderful. And I'm going to have a little coffee here too. Maxwell House, good to the last drop. My wife makes a mean cup of coffee. Oh, the pain. There you go. Oh, that's right. My wife reminding me. See, this is why my wife is great. It's why she's down here. Like, she, like, knows more sports than me now. It's, like, unfreaking believable.
Yeah, right.
The injury last night to Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I did not see it, you know, because I you know, you got these games are on Prime, Amazon, whatever. I guess I could have watched it, but, you know, whatever. Tua goes down with that injury. The Dolphins lose their first loss of the year, lose 27-15 to the Bengals. Joe Burrow had a 54-yard touchdown pass to Tay Higgins, very similar to what he did against the Jets last Sunday. But I don't know how long Tagovailoa is going to be out. Teddy Bridgewater came in, but nevertheless did throw a bomb to Tyreek Hill, who had another big game, 10 catches for 160 yards for him. But the Dolphins lose 27-15. We'll see what the injury is on Tua. I can just see all the Dolphin fans now. My buddy JJ was all pumped up last night before the game. I don't know how pumped up he is now, you know, more so because of the injury to Tua than even the loss last night, as the Dolphins sit at 3-1, and only the Philadelphia Eagles now are undefeated in the National Football League. So we'll see how that goes. But Philadelphia 3-0, the only team left in the league that right now is undefeated. So again, got to feel bad for Tua, and we'll see what that injury turns out to be. By the way, you know, looking at the highlights of the game last night, what the hell? What these uniforms the Bengals had on. What is that? I'm looking at the highlight. I'm like, who the hell is this team they're playing? What? This is the Cincinnati Bengals. They had like these white uniforms, white helmets. They had the stripes on the helmets, but it was all like black and white. What? Really? They got to stop. Can teams just wear their uniform? You know, you got two goddamn uniforms. You got the home. You got the dark unit. It doesn't matter. Home white. Teams wear white at home. It don't matter. The Bengals wore white at home last night. Doesn't really matter. You got two uniforms, the dark uniform and a white uniform. Do we need to have 30 different damn uniforms? Really? Just so you can, you know, go sell them and get more money, you know, from the fans for another uniform that you got to buy? Come on. Now, those uniforms were brutal by Cincinnati last night. Anyway, they win the game over Miami 27-15, and we'll see what the injury is on Tua Tagovailoa. All right, let's get the picks in. Here we go. Finally, want to thank my wife for reminding me about the injury to Tua. This is what she's down here for. As she's left. You know, Joey and Clark tells me, the great Joey Torriello, tells me all the time, he says, one of his favorite things on the podcast is hearing my wife crack up at some point during the cast. He loves that. So, Joey, that's just for you that my wife's laughing right now. Okay? There you go. Only for you, Joe. You know we love you. All right, let's get to the picks. Here we go. Last week I was 3 up and 2 down. I'm 6-9 so far for the year as we go into week 4. And I usually get hotter as the season goes on. So let's hope we can continue that trend. All right, game 1. I'm taking the Ravens at home, getting 3 against Buffalo. Man, there isn't too many times that you can get Baltimore with points at home. And I really love them here. I do. Right now, Lamar Jackson is playing as well as anybody. two consecutive games where he's had 100 yards rushing and over 300 yards passing. He is playing tremendous football. And really, the Ravens should be 3-0. They blew that game in week two to Miami. Remember, they were up by three touchdowns in the first half, three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, wound up losing that game. Nevertheless, bounced back last week with a big win over the Patriots in Foxborough, beat them 37-26. Lamar is red hot. And, of course, Buffalo really got the bloom came off their rose last week when they went down to Miami and lost to the Dolphins 21-19. You know, everybody was going delirious with Buffalo. They blew the Rams out on opening day. They blew the Titans out in week two, and didn't happen last week against Miami. And they're a favorite on the road. Anytime I see the Ravens getting points at home, I got to take them. I really do. And you know what? Maybe the Bills aren't quite as good as we thought they were going to be. You know, maybe this Bill team, you know, maybe it was a little too easy the first couple of weeks. So they got a tough game here. Give me the Ravens getting three at home against the Bills. Should be a terrific game. Great matchup. Lamar Jackson against Josh Allen. I just think when you get an opportunity, and I won with Baltimore last week against Lane Points in New England in Foxborough against the Patriots. I won with them. I'm sticking with them again here. Anytime I can get the Ravens with points at home, I'm taking a shot at them. So give me the Ravens plus three at home against Buffalo. That's game one. Game two, I'm taking the Cowboys laying three at home against the Washington football team. I was very impressed. I won with the Cowboys last week as well, beating the Giants. Remember, you're getting a point against the Giants last week at the Meadowlands, and they won the game, of course, 23-16. I am very impressed, number one, with Cooper Rush. How good is this guy playing for Dallas? He's 3-0 as a starter, going back to the game he won last year against Minnesota. I thought he looked terrific. Dallas can run the football. You know, they got the two-headed running game there with Pollard and Zeke Elliott. They rushed for almost 200 yards last week in the win over the Giants. You got to love C.D. Lamb. He's one of the premier receivers in football. And I don't think he's going to drop an egregious drop like he had last week against the Giants. He also made that great one-handed catch in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. I like Dallas a lot. Their defense is very good. Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs in the secondary. They had a huge game against the Giants last week. They sacked Jones five times, hit him all night long. I just don't think Washington's any good. You know, Carson Wentz is the quarterback, and I know Wentz has had a lot of experience in his days with the Eagles against Dallas and all of that. I don't see it. I don't buy it whatsoever. They got whacked last week in Philadelphia by the Eagles 24-8. I don't think Washington's any good. Give me the Cowboys at home laying three against the, I'll continue to call them, the WFT. So that's game two. Game three, I like Arizona getting a point and a half in Carolina against the Panthers. Look, the Panthers won last week against the Saints. I don't know how good the Saints are. They're 1-2. Arizona's 1-2. And the only win was that crazy comeback win against the Raiders in week two, when they won the game in overtime, a fumble recovery for a touchdown to win that game in overtime for Arizona. I just don't think the Panthers are any good. And how about this matchup? Two Oklahoma Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks going against each other. Baker Mayfield for Carolina, Kyler Murray for Arizona. I think Murray's better. I think the Cardinals are better. And you're getting a point and a half. You know, it's not like the odds makers are saying, you know, we really like Carolina in this game. We're going to put a big number out there. I don't see it. I think the Cardinals are a better team. I think both teams are flawed. I think Murray's a better quarterback than Mayfield. You know, I don't know. Kingsbury against Matt Rule, I guess that's kind of an even. Maybe I give Kingsbury a slight edge as a coach. I don't know. Give me the Cardinals. I'm taking Arizona. Give me the Cardinals getting a point and a half on the road in Carolina. That's game three. Game four, I'm going back to the well again with the Oakland, L.A., Las Vegas Raiders. They're a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Broncos. I just remember last week I said I just can't see the Giants starting out 3-0. I just can't see the Raiders starting out the year 0-4. I don't see it. They're the only 0-3 team in football right now. Lost another brutal game last week where they were way behind, came back, but couldn't get over the hump. They lost 24-22 to Tennessee in Nashville after that horrible loss the week before we mentioned to Arizona in Arizona. And I don't think the Broncos are any good. I know they're 2-1, but, I mean, look at the games they've won. They lost opening weekend to Seattle and Geno Smith in Seattle. They barely beat the Texans at home, 16-9. They barely win last week against the Niners. They beat them, what, 11-10? The final score is like a baseball game. 11-10 with a lot of runs scored. So far, Russell Wilson, that offense has not been clicking at all. They're 2-1. They got a solid defense. I don't see the Raiders starting 0-4. I love the Raiders here. You're only laying 2.5. I don't know how good the Broncos are, and I just can't see the Raiders getting off to an 0-4 start. And right now, things don't look great for Josh McDaniel as he goes up against his old team. That's right. Let's not forget that angle. Josh McDaniel going up against the Broncos, who, of course, he was a failed coach with them. And right now, he's on his way to being a failed coach with the Raiders. But we'll see. Still a long way to go. Give me the Raiders. Give me Vegas. The Raiders. Laying 2.5 at home against the Denver Broncos. That is game 4. And my final game, game 5. I've said this already. I'm taking the Steelers, laying 3 in Pittsburgh against my Jets. I just don't see how the Jets are winning this game. And I said it at the top of the show. I gave you all the reasons. First of all, it's Mike Tomlin against Robert Saleh. Is that a fair fight? Really? Really? Come on. That's almost like Ali fighting Chuck Wepner. I mean, that's, you know, pretty bad. Okay? The Steelers got 10 days to prepare for the Jets after that loss to the Browns in Cleveland. They've lost 2 straight after that opening weekend overtime win over the Bengals, where they were fortunate to win that game. They lost week 2 to New England at home. They lose last week to Cleveland in Cleveland. I don't see them losing again here to the Jets. I don't see it. I don't care if Mitch Trubisky's the quarterback. I mentioned this. Mitch Miller. It doesn't matter who it is. Does not matter. The Jets' offensive line is in shambles. I understand Zach Wilson's back. I get that. The Jet defense was terrible last week. They continue to make the dumb penalties that kill them. I'm sorry. I hope I'm wrong. Look, I want to be wrong. I want to see the Jets go to Pittsburgh and stick it to the Steelers. This is not a great Steeler team. You know, there's no Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback anymore. You know, TJ Watt's out, so they don't have their best defensive player there. So this is not the Steelers of old. With that said, I don't have a good feeling. I mean, Pittsburgh's never been a place where the Jets have had a lot of success. They've won there once in their entire history. That was a regular season game back in 2010. Look, I got a feeling Zach Wilson's going to be running for his life here in this game. Got a lot of concerns here. Give me Pittsburgh, laying 3 at home against the Jets. This is one of those where I absolutely want to be wrong. So to Joe Beningo, Pro Football Picks, week 4 in the NFL. Give me the Ravens, laying 3. Excuse me. The Ravens getting 3. Did I say laying 3? Excuse me. The Ravens getting 3 at home against Buffalo. I almost screwed that up. But give me the Ravens getting 3 at home against Buffalo. Give me the Cardinals getting a 1.5 in Carolina against the Panthers. Give me the Cowboys laying 3 at home against the Washington football team. Give me the Raiders laying 2.5 at home against the Broncos. And give me Pittsburgh laying 3 at home against the Jets. The Joe Beningo NFL picks week 5 in the National Football League. All right. We still got a couple minutes here before we move on. Look, I want to say this one more time. I can't emphasize this enough. I've been very down on Jacob deGrom. Everybody knows I don't have any great love for him. The Jets, the Mets should let him walk at the end of the year. They got other guys they need to pay. They need to re-sign Nimmo. They need to re-sign Edwin Diaz. They need to re-sign Chris Bassett. They got a couple other guys. Taquan Walker and Carrasco are also free agents, but I don't know about those guys, but whatever. I need to see Jake DeGrom get it done tonight. Again, I don't want to see 6 innings and out. I don't want to see him spitting a bit like he did against Oakland last week. I don't want to see him strike out 15 guys over 5 innings and then give up the big game-tying home run and he's out of the game. I want to see 8 solid big-time innings tonight from the guy that's, you know, the greatest pitcher we've ever seen, right? Oh, boy, and I put that in parentheses. I want to see it tonight from Jacob freaking DeGrom in the biggest series the Mets have played in a long, long, long time. So I want to see you tonight. And of course, as well, you're a Yankee fan, you're a baseball fan, Aaron Judge going for home run number 62 tonight against the Orioles at Yankee Stadium. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Everybody have a stellar, stellar weekend. Again, my heart goes out to the people down in Florida with the devastation from Hurricane Ian. Everybody, please, your prayers to everybody there and all the love.